So Sri Aurobindo says matter is such a thing that the very condition of its activity is inertia. Even if you do not accept Newton's idea that first motion was given by God, even if you maintain that that matter is always in motion, then Sri Aurobindo says the very motion is of such a nature that it's always inert. By itself it cannot stop, by itself it cannot change its direction. Atomic energy constantly revolves on and on for millions of years without stop. That is called the law of inertia. Now, it is in that matter whose very activity is in a condition of inertia, in that matter to plant life, whose very nature is self-propelling force, self-directing force. The tree moves automatically towards the sunlight from within. It can change its direction. That is a speciality of all organic life. There is a self-propelling force to determine its direction. So Sri Aurobindo uses the word, adjectives are very important. He says the accordance of active life, this word active is very important. The accordance of active life, that is to say, life whose very nature is activity, not inertia, but activity. The accordance of active life with a material of form in which the condition of activity itself seems to be inertia. This opposition is between activity of life and inertia of matter. The joining of activity of life and inertia of matter, these two opposites, nature is already put before you. The contradiction is resolved. So if you argue that if one is true, the other must be false, is no more true. That argument is gone by the very fact that you see this nature. Sri Aurobindo says that this is one of the contradictions, one of the problems that nature has already resolved with harmony. This is an example of the very first sentence: all problems of existence are essentially problems of harmony. How to bring inactivity and activity into harmony is a problem. That problem nature has already resolved. Sri Aurobindo now says it has resolved considerably. Not yet fully, because Sri Aurobindo goes in the next sentence and says, if we are to look for a complete solution, complete harmony, then a greater result has still to come. The work which has been done so far is not complete yet. We are still in the incomplete scenario of a film. The film is still to unfold further. What is that complete solution? Its perfect solution would be, its perfect solution would be the material immortality of a fully organized, mind-supporting animal body. Now you see how many elements are put forward. The present limitation of any organic life is that although activity of life is reconciled with inertia of matter, but temporarily. Everything that is organic in the world dies. Therefore the problem is not fully resolved yet. Can you permanently plant life into matter? That problem yet nature has not solved. every human being dies. There is a law of death, as it were, as if it's a permanent law. Nature has not yet evolved such a body which can go on living on and on and on. Of course, there are many trees which live for 1,000 years or even more, but even they ultimately decay. Even they become hollow after some time, even after 1,000 years. So the other question is it possible to create a body which is organic, which is not only organic like this, but which has also a further capacity of locomotion? The tree cannot move from its root from here to another place, whereas you and I can move from one place to the other. So we are animal bodies which have a further capacity of movement, of locomotion. You can move from one locus to the other. From one locality to the other you can walk. This is the speciality of animal body. Both are organic. Plant is organic, animal also is organic. But the difference between the two is that plant cannot have locomotion, the animal has locomotion. So Sri Aurobindo says that first of all you should have a body which is capable not only of organism but also capacity of locomotion. Then it should be able to support mind. Now this is a very important condition. Mind coming into the body and sustaining the body for a long time is a very big problem. If you examine the history of mankind, what is called anthropological study. Anthropology means study of man, basically ancient man. But study of man, anthropology. Logy means study, anthropo means man. Anthropomology. Anthropology. So anthropology is a study of man. If you study man, you find that the original man had greater capacities than you and I possess today. Even if you go to primitive people, their physical strength by nature is very great. There are many animals like elephant and so on, like lion. Animal bodies have tremendous capacity as compared to human body. When mind comes into the picture, some of the physical capacities diminish. An ape can jump. You and I cannot easily jump. We have to be trained. And even then, it takes a long time to be champion. In jumping, it takes a long time, and that too for a short time of your life. You can't be a good jumper all your life. The moment mind comes into the body, some of the capacities of the body are diminished. You will find that sometimes when you think of a problem, your mind is exercised tremendously, it affects your health, physical health. In any case, if people worry a lot, you know very easily, not only thinking, but if they worry a lot, the body is affected. And human mind very often has a tendency to worry, for many reasons. Mind is worrying mind normally. As soon as it starts working, it begins to worry. And worry has a great effect, adverse effect upon the health of the body.